both anorexia nervosa and obesity are diseases that affect people so that they eat unhelpful amounts of food and end up in situations that can be medically quite serious. What puzzles me is that in one case, anorexia nervosa, the people who suffer from it are treated with extreme sympathy, documentaries done about them on TV, about their struggle and their brave fight to gain weight and to eat more normally. And they delve back into the psychological reasons behind it and a strong emphasis on support and keeping a watch over these delicate creatures who are, you know, in danger of dying, frankly. And do you know what? I totally support that. I really do. Terrible thing, anorexia, and all the different other bulimia and everything else in that area. People suffer terribly and should be supported. But when we turn over to obesity, we see a very different attitude where big people are made fun of. The Biggest Loser is a program on TV. You know, it doesn't take a genius to work out that whilst it's talking about losing weight, it's saying that these people are losers. And fat families, and the whole way that overweight people are referred to and treated, they're made to go into military-style camps and exercise till they drop. And surely this is putting a sudden strain on their heart and other organs and may well actually do them a great disservice. I just think, I mean, as a big person myself, that we need to put all of this into context and ask ourselves the question, is the social characterization of overweight people as fat people being objects of fun and derision, and thin people being people who deserve respect and help, isn't that just a little bit wrong? And shouldn't we consider different ways to deal with all of this? Just a thought.